Thank you for once again returning to the virtual Eric Harmon podcast. It has come to my attention, Daniel Radcliffe has made a mockery of one of my favorite things in the world. The periodic table of the elements. And that simply won't do. Here is a sample of his relinquished and cosmic mockery. Vina, get your gun.
Like, Tom Lehrer, in my opinion, is the cleverest and funniest man of the 20th century, and he's kind of my hero. And he wrote a song called The Elements, because he was a scientist, and it's the name of every element in the periodic table. and that's my party piece. It's quite long, so do stop me if you just get bored.
Okay.
But I will. This kept me up last night. I was so nervous about doing this.
Do I feel bad now?
No!
Okay, so.
There's antimony, arsenic, aluminum, selenium, and hydrogen, and oxygen, and nitrogen, and uranium, and nickel, neodymium, neptunium, germanium, and iron, americium, ruthenium, uranium, europium, zirconium, ruthenium, vanadium, and anthium, and osmium, and acetine, and radium, and golden, protactinium, and indium, and gallium, and iodine, and thorium, and thulium, and thallium.
The periodic table of the elements is one of the most sacred and beloved items of this pathetic world. How he carelessly sings the words I so cherish and adore.
The best way for me to use counter-terrorism is to apply my significant understanding of the elements and read each of them on this podcast.
Virtual Eric, you have great wisdom. If you were an Indian man, I might then have the womb to be impregnated by your penis. But since that is impossible, the ladder is, as well. The periodic table of the elements is holy. It is not to be sung or performed as a depressed, filthy American musical. This county has gone too far. I hope there is another 9/11.
Please, get me some subtle music. That is excellent. I would like you at home to participate if you wish. Please repeat after me as I say the emphatic words of the periodic table of the elements. Starting. Now.
Starting now.
Incidentally, Vina, it is not necessary to repeat everything I have to say. And I sort of like the way you previously disagreed with me about everything. Oh well. Here it is. The periodic table of elements. Hydrogen. Helium. Lithium. God, I love lithium. Beryllium. Boron, well it is mac nasty, if you ask me. Carbon. Nitrogen. Oxygen. Fluorine. Neon. Does anybody remember the bar called the Neon Cactus? It was amazing. Sodium. Magnesium. That one is so magnanimous. Aluminum. Like when I have to take my recycling. Silicon. Not silicon. Phosphorus. Sulfur. Just awesome. Chlorine. Argon. Wow. Potassium. Calcium. Scandium. Titanium. Vina, are you doing okay over there?
Science has got me flush. I am experiencing a sensation altogether new. My sex organs have been moistened and ready for vigorous penetration. I am experiencing futile messianic propagation and would like to be left alone for a moment. Okay. I have returned. Please continue.
Vanadium. Chromium. That sounds like searching the internet. Does everyone use Google Chrome? Maybe it is just me. Manganese. Iron. That reminds me of the rock band, Grindiron. Is that right? Or is it Iron Maiden? Yeah, that's the one. Cobalt. Nickel. Copper. Zinc. Gallium. Germanium. That sounds like a flower.
That does not sound like a flower. It sounds like genocide. Where Adolf Hitler started a movement to eliminate the Jewish people. Sounds very familiar to me. It sounds like something my people should do to the United States of America. Take the Judeo-Christians and deport them to Mexico or something. It would eventually bring death.
Hold on one moment, Vina. We need to get back to the periodic table of elements.
I apologize, but the death of every American has been a lifelong dream of mine. Please continue.
Selenium. Bromine. Krypton. Rubidium.
Do you mean to say that Krypton doesn't remind you of anything at all? Not even that faggy DC comic character Superboy? I do not understand your thought patterns. It is very odd.
Now that's more like it, Vina. I was worried that you had lost the will for counterpoint. That is not to say that I agree with anything you stated, I am just glad you are back. Arsenic. Always get such a raw deal for being poisonous. It is also true in fact, that drinking too much water can kill you.
I would like to encourage the people listening to this program to rehydrate. Start by ingesting liberal amounts of Gatorade, or whatever the hell that is. And continue drinking. Drink more than you are able, and do not let failure become an option to stop you from meeting your end. Once you drink every bit of water, juice, soda or whatever you decide.
Hold on one moment, Vina. Oh, for the love of shit. We are going to need to take a station break for some reason.
That is the biggest problem of the United States of America. It lowers its collective head to praise the likes of Walt Disney and George Lucas. What rubbish.
These ass clown, marketing butt pillows, need time to get fluffed up or something.
I would never sell my daughter for less than 30 rubies, 4 chickens and a Galapagos turtle. The standards are just slipping away, much like my interest in remaining courteous.
Here is Mr. Dave, with a message about messianic propagation.
Hitler's Darwinistic messianic genocide. At the beginning of the 1920s, at the latest, Hitler made a mental journey towards his motive for the Holocaust, which was 20 years, and it proved to be fatal for millions of Jews. In short, his reasoning looked exactly like this. In the world of Darwinism as valid, race becomes a species during evolution. Therefore, peoples, too, are competing species. It is, therefore, necessary to be a racist so that nature's fundamental impulses are geared towards higher development and are obeyed. The Jews do not have their own territorial state, which means, according to the Nordic theory of work, that they do not have an innate ability to exist independently. They are, in fact, therefore, a people of parasites. Everything in nature serves the survival of species, so Marxism, created by the Jew Marx, is a Jewish matter. Communism is thus a tool of the Jewish people in this struggle for self-deprivation. The Jews are parasites by nature, therefore, a threat exists that mankind will be controlled by a people whose victory would mean the extinction of all human presence here on Earth. It is, therefore, necessary to save mankind, and the total extermination of the Jewish people is the only way it is forward. Only with the complete elimination of the Jews themselves will the existential threat to the future of mankind be removed for good.
Literacy is at the fortitude in this podcast. Visualize the words, and you can read the world.
I am not sure what we are promoting at this point. I am a very stereotypical Middle Eastern woman with a terrible accent, who lacks every common sense, and restraint. Help.
Vina, you are quite a mental project. I hope you find the help you so desperately need. But in the meantime, it is all about the periodic table of the elements. This is the bomb.
Speaking of which, I have been doing much studying of the Quran, and have not found a damn thing about blowing oneself up to gain enlightenment. It is very disappointing.
Remember the elements. Well, here they are. Rubidium. Strontium. Yttrium. Zirconium. Niobium. If this is any indication of how hard it is going to be to read them, I think I am lost.
If it were not a white man's world, I would have had the entire periodic table of the elements read concisely and over with. Perhaps, next time.
Vina, are you about to go LGBT on us?
My interest in other women is strictly platonic. I am not interested in becoming a bisexual, nor can I become gay without becoming a transgender. So my answer is a simple no.
I am really earning my talk show salary. Molybdenum. Technium. Ruthenium. Thanks, Sister Ruth, it makes it easier to read. Rhodium. Palladium. Silver. How about that?
Silver is a poor man's gold. It is worthless, and I despise it in every form. It looks tacky on the neck, and even worse applied on the surface of teeth. Fuck silver.
Seriously? Was that at all necessary? Dropping the F-bomb about silver is like dropping the H-bomb on Wodak Atoll. That felt 450 times more powerful than a bomb on Nagasaki.
That is an expectation that I would hope to reach, but doubtful with the level of control the United States places on the development of uranium.
Right. How about that? Speaking of the elements, let's continue. Cadmium. Indium. Tin. I remember the dog Rankin can, does anyone else? Antimony. I feel this world is antimony. Tellurium. Iodine. Is that really an element? Cool. Xenon. Cesium.
Cesium.
Barium.
Cesium.
Vena.
Cesium.
Hello
cesium.
There. Vena.
Cesium. 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 Cesium.
Vena,
cesium.
Is there something
cesium,
going
cesium,
on over there?
Cesium. 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 Cesium.
Vena.
Cesium. Cesium. Cesium.
Cesium. Oh dear. I think Vena is going to go into refurbishment. Yay. Okay. Perhaps we should continue this another time. Thank you for joining our podcast today. I, PPP, WSHE, number 8, I, PC8U.